Morning, I worship you this day. I worship you for life. I worship you for your protection. I worship you for your goodness. I worship you for your mercies. I worship you for your provision. I worship you for your protection. I worship you for your favors. I worship you for your goodness. I worship you for bringing me to this period of the year. I worship you for bringing me to the second Sunday of the last month of the year. I worship you for your faithfulness. Your faithfulness unto me, your faithfulness unto my family, your faithfulness unto my brethren, your faithfulness unto my siblings, your faithfulness unto my parents, your faithfulness unto my children, your faithfulness unto my loved ones. Father, I worship you. Father, I thank you. Father, I give you back all the glory. I give you back all the honor. I give you back all the praise. I magnify your holy name. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the God of gods. You are the God of victory. You are the God of success. You are the God of glory. You are the God of love. You are the wonderful. You are the counselor. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace. I worship you. You are the mighty God. I praise your holy name. There is none like unto you. There is none holy as our God. You are the Lord that is fearful in praises. You are the Lord that is glorious in holiness. I give you glory, honor, and praise. You are the man of war. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord that can win all battles of life. Blessed be your holy name. Be exalted. Be glorified. Be magnified. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In that Psalms, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, we see that David, after the children of Israel had victory over the Egyptians, and after the Lord had drowned their enemies in the Red Sea, Moses began to sing unto the Lord. And I want you, by your mind of faith, by your act of faith, believe God. As we are sharing on the God of victory, we say this is the month of the God of victory, and we will share today on the God of victory. I want you to sing unto the God of victory, that whatever you are going through is going to give you victory. Amen. Amen. So let's sing the song of Moses in Exodus. Open to Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. I don't know whether the engineering can put it on the screen. Exodus, open your Bible with me to Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord. Say with me, I will sing to the Lord.
I will sing to the Lord.
For he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Say that B aspect again. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider as he thrown into the sea. Amen. So we want to take that song for a few times. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider are teach to the sea. Oh, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider are teach to the sea. Clap your hands. Oh, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider are thrown into the sea. Oh, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider.
Clap unto him.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Definitely, Lord, we sing unto you. We believe you have triumphed. You have made us to see the second Sunday of this last month of the year. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, because before the end of this month, our testimony will be complete. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before the end of this month, before this month, this year is over, our problem will have been over. In the name of Jesus. I say, before this year is over, our problem will have been over. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You will help me take one more song before we sit down. It's in the same passage, verse 11. David said it again. Moses said again, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the God? Who is like unto you, O Lord? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders." Hallelujah. "Who is like unto thee, oh Lord? Who is like unto thee, oh God? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful." Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord. Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Hallelujah. 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 If you believe that, he will repeat wonders in your life. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You help me shake hands with three people. Your testimony will be complete before the end of this year. Your testimony will be complete before the end of this year. In the name of Jesus, your victory will be complete. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. The God of victory. When we are talking about victory, we are talking about acts of defeating an enemy or opponent in a battle game or other competition. It is synonymous with triumph. Moses was singing a song of triumph in that passage. It is synonymous with winning. It is synonymous with conquest. It is synonymous with success. I'm believing God, before the end of this year, your triumph will have been complete. Your conquest will have been complete. Your success will have been complete. In the name of Jesus. When we are talking about God, we are talking about the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. The creator of the universe, the creator, the supreme being. We've taken time to talk about this God. You see that in the beginning of the Bible, the first way that God was introduced is that in the beginning God created. God created. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it said in the beginning God created. So God first of all introduced himself in the beginning as a creator. As a maker of all things, visible and invisible things, or beings, or personality. The person, the personality that made those things is your God. is my God. Hallelujah. And when you go through in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, God introduced himself again to one of his friends, Abraham. He said that, I am the Almighty God. In other words, I'm God that have all the might, all the power. I am the all-sufficient God. There is nothing that I cannot do because I am the Almighty God. And towards the end of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ also came forward and confirmed who God is. He said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the ending, I am the Almighty. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, he introduced himself again and again to let us know who he is. So the God of victory that we are talking about is the omnipotent God, all-powerful God, omniscience God, all-knowing God, omnipresent God, all God that is present everywhere. He knows what is going on everywhere at every second, and is omnicompetent God. Hallelujah. That's an addition to it. It's an omnicompetent God. In other words, it's God that is competent. He's competent. He's more than able to undo all situations, all matters, all judgments. Hallelujah. That's your God, and that's my God. We want to speak briefly on the aspect of him this morning as a God of victory. Hallelujah. And I believe, God, that whatever area is the war that you are facing, the God of victory will give you victory in Jesus' name. Two major victories that he granted to Moses and the Israelites was mentioned in this passage of the scripture. That's why Moses was celebrating and his people, they were rejoicing before him, because God granted them two major victories. The first victory that God granted them is that he delivered them from long-term captivity, long-term bondage, long-term problem. He delivered them from 430 years of bondage, of captivity, of slavery. One day like that, the God of victory arose and granted them deliverance. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and 42, Exodus chapter 12, it was recorded about this, the exploit of God. It's in verse 41, the Bible tells us, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. I want to declare to someone today that your problem is not as long as 430 years. The God that could deliver the children of Israel from 430 years of captivity will deliver you in the name of Jesus. He will deliver you because he is able. He has proved that he can do it before, and he will do it again in the name of Jesus. In verse 42, the Bible says, it is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generation. It became a memorial unto the Lord about the exploit of God. How God granted them victory over their enemies who has put them in bondage for 430 years. The length of your problem, the period of your problem cannot be compared with this. So your own problem is infinitesimal compared with this problem. That's why you must believe God. You must have assurance of faith that God that can do that of the children of Israel is able to do mine. How many of you believe that God is able to do yours if God could do this for the children of Israel? Hallelujah. And he will do it very shortly in the name of Jesus. In verse 36, as he delivered them, he delivered them in a glorious manner. Verse 36, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. Hallelujah. All those that your enemy has taken away from you in the period of your affliction or bondage or problem, there will be fourfold restoration. I said there will be fourfold restoration in the name of Jesus So the first major victory that the chain that God gave the children of Israel, and that's why Moses was singing unto the Lord in chapter 15, is that he delivered them from long-term problems. Number two is that he delivered them from their stubborn pursuers or enemies. He delivered them permanently from their stubborn pursuers or enemies. In the same Exodus chapter 14, the Lord had told the children of Israel before he did this deliverance, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, and Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Tell your neighbor, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Say loud and clear, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Say, "For the Egyptians, whom you see today, you shall see them no more." Hallelujah. I believe that's for me. The Egyptians have been seen. I will see them no more today. Why? Why would that be so? Because God said in verse 14, "The Lord will fight for me, and you shall hold your peace." So God has told the children of Israel about this. God is not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. In verse 27, he brought to pass what he promised his people. In verse 27, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariot, the horsemen, and all the armies of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained." Not so much as one problem will remain in your life after this encounter with the Lord today, in the name of Jesus. "But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left." So the Lord saved Israel that day. Let somebody say, "That day." Which is today for me. Which is today for me. For the Lord saved the children of Israel, say, out of the hand of Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord has done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So the second major victory there is that God dealt permanently with their stubborn pursuer, that they were no more. The Lord dealt permanently with their stubborn pursuer. And I do believe God, whatever be the challenge, God will give that challenge a final blow today. A lasting blow today. In the name of Jesus. Let someone say, "God will give my challenge a lasting blow today." In the name of Jesus. So we see that the God of victory gave the children of Israel victory over their enemies. Is that the only time that God of victory gave victory to his people? No. When you read through the scripture, God gave his people victory again, again, and again. Time will not permit us to look at many instances, but you will remember with these two experiences also in the scripture. You remember the battle against the wall of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. The Bible says Joshua was securely enclosed, and the children of Israel have to pass through this wall in order to get to their land of promise. In order to get to the land of Canaan, they have to pass through this obstacle. And this obstacle was surrounded securely with mighty wall around. But at the end of the day, in that Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says the wall of Jericho fell down flat before the people of God. Hallelujah. Whatever be the wall, whatever represent the wall of Jericho between you and your destiny, they will crumble today, because God of victory will arise and crumble them in the name of Jesus. The God of victory will release his angelic host to clear the obstacle on your way in Jesus' name. That's what God did to the wall of Jericho. He released his angelic host around the wall. And at the shout of the trumpet, the Bible said they compressed the wall of Jericho down. It was flattened before the people of God, and they were able to move and march on to their promised land. By the angelic host, by the host of heaven, today, whatever represents the wall of Jericho between you and your destiny, they shall fall. I said they shall collapse. In the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever represents the wall of Jericho between me and my destiny, by the hand of the God of victory, by the hand of the man of war, they shall fall today. In the name of Jesus. They shall fall right now. In the name of Jesus. The wall of Jericho fell because God released his angelic host to deal with the wall of Jericho. Whatever God has to do to bring you to your victory, he will do it today in the name of Jesus. You will remember the battle against Goliath. Goliath was a champion, was described as a champion of God, the champion among champions, among the children of, among the Philistines, and terrorized, confronted the children of Israel for 40 days. He said, if you can give me a man to fight me, whosoever kill themselves, we take over. We will serve you. If you can kill me, we will serve you. If I can kill you, you will serve us. And he terrorized the children of Israel for 40 days. Everybody became afraid. All the soldiers, including the king, became afraid. They couldn't confront Goliath until a young man came. A young man that bears the oil of God. A young man that bears the grace of God. A young man that knows his God. A young man that knows his God came to the scene. And he told the giant Goliath that you are uncircumcised. You are nothing before my God. Today, God will deal with you. I will slay your head. And all the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. Because he believed in his God, because he had faith in the Almighty God, because he had faith in the God of victory, who can give victory again and again and again. He confronted the Goliath of his life, and the Goliath of his life became destroyed. Hallelujah. Today you will confront, by the name of the God of victory, whatever represents the Goliath in your life, and they will have to go today. They will become a past tense in your life today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's quickly look at the relevance of this to us. These are stories that have taken place in the olden days. When you consider the battle of your salvation, God has given his own children also two major victories. As he gave the children of Israel in the whole two major victories, God has given you also as children of God two major victories that you need to know, you need to be conscious about, you need to believe in it, you need to appropriate to your life. The first major victory that God gave you is the victory of salvation. Let somebody say salvation. You know, to become a child of God is a real battle. It's a real warfare. Many of us would have died if not for the God of salvation that said, I have need of you. I have my ordination upon your life. I have a purpose for your life. You shall be my child. You shall be my son. You shall be my daughter. God upholded you until you encounter Christ. Many of us, we are 20 years old, we are 30 years old before we encounter Christ. We have been bonded to sin and to the devil for many years. But one day came when the God of victory stepped into your life and you are pulled out of darkness and you are brought to God's marvelous light. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, Paul the Apostle, writing to the Colossians, gave this testimony. He gave thanks unto God, who has delivered you from the kingdom of darkness and have brought you to the kingdom of light. That is a great testimony. Colossians 1, verse 12 to 14, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Look at that. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and have conveyed us, or he has translated us into the kingdom of his Son, into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Hallelujah. You know, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. One day in your life, God pulled you out of darkness and brought you unto his marvelous light, unto a new kingdom. And that's why you are special before God, because he has brought you unto his kingdom now, unto his royal kingdom, unto his glorious kingdom, unto his majestic kingdom. No wonder the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are now a chosen generation. You are now a chosen generation. You are now a royal priesthood. You are now a peculiar person. Hallelujah. So anytime you look at yourself, you look at someone who is a chosen generation. Look at yourself who is a royal priesthood. Look at yourself as someone who is a peculiar person, somebody that is special unto the Almighty God. You are a VIP before the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. If case sneezes today, everybody in the world will hear about the sneezing. Why? Because it's a royalty. But we have our own royalty lasts forever. Amen. Your own royalty far exceeds the royalty of Kate, of the Duchess of what? Cornwall or of Cambridge. Hallelujah. You are a better royalty than that of Kate. Your own royalty lasts forever. Hallelujah. Amen. God, the first major victory he granted you is the victory of salvation. And that's why we normally sing, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Oh, things are passed away, I'm born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation in Christ. I am a new brand new man. Hallelujah. Special species unto the Almighty God. Say it again. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a peculiar person. I will show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. The second major victory that God has granted you is the victory over the devil and his agents. Once you have moved to the side of Christ, the devil will begin to challenge you, will begin to attack you. You are now an enemy to God's enemy. You are now an enemy to the devil. But one thing is sure, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. I want you to open to that so that you can be sure, because you have the God of victory. You are a victor yourself. Because you have the God of victory, you are a victor yourself. Let somebody say, I am a victor myself. Because the God of victory is my God. Let's read 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 together. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Read it again. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How many of us are born of God? How many of us are born of God? So what's the implication? Because you are born of God, you have overcome the world. God said that you are an overcomer. Not Pastor Itunji saying, God himself saying through his word that you are an overcomer. And how do you stand in your overcoming position? By faith. By faith. The devil might be throwing this and that into your life, but stand your ground of faith and declare, devil, you are just wasting your time because I am an overcomer. Because I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. And that's why the Lord encouraged you, as I try to round up, Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. He said you need to be aware of this because you are an overcomer. You will be challenged, but you have to stand. You have to be strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be what? Be strong in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Say it again. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. God said, be strong. Apply your faith to whatever you are facing. Apply your faith. Continue to trust me. Continue to believe in me as the God of victory. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There is a power of his might that is available to every believer, to every child of God. There is a power available for you to conquer. He said you should put on your armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Verse 11. So that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So the battle of your, the second major victory is the battle over this stubborn pursuer. Satan is a stubborn guy. Because God gave you a victory does not mean it will not come the next day. He's a stubborn guy. So, but God has given you victory. Hallelujah. God has given you victory, and you can stand in that victory when you operate, when you stand your ground of faith. Hallelujah. So God has given you weapons to use against the enemy. God has given you weapons to operate in faith. God has given you the weapon of the word of God, the weapon of the name of Jesus, the weapon of the blood of the Lamb, the weapon of prayers, the weapon of righteousness. God wants you to stand in the faith and apply these weapons to every challenge of life. Apply the weapon of the word of God. The word of God, the Bible says, is the sword of the Spirit. It's quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. God wants you to apply the weapon of the word of God, the weapon of the blood of Jesus, the weapon of the name of Jesus. Those weapons are available to you whenever the enemy comes in with his wiles. And God has assured, if you apply those weapons every time, without exception, you will always come out victorious. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 tells us, nay, in all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors. We are more than conquerors. If you can apply those weapons, if you stay under the blood, if you stay under his commandment, you are sure that you are going to get victory 100%. And I want to assure you this morning, by the power of God, you will have victory over that challenge of life in Jesus' name. Finally, Isaiah chapter 25. If you can write down verse 1 to 12. But the testimony the prophet was giving that instance that we have waited on the Lord and he has saved us. He said we have waited on the Lord and he has saved us. I do believe that your own testimony will be that I've waited on the Lord and God has saved me. And God has given me victory. And God has delivered me. And God has given me a new song. And God has done it. That will be your testimony as well in the name of Jesus. Can we please stand to our feet and give thanks unto the God of victory, who assured us victory in whatever challenge or situation we are facing. He has assured us that he is going to give us victory. He gave the children of Israel victory He can do it again and again. Giving thanks, giving praise, giving worship. I give you thanks, God of victory. I give you praise this morning. I give you praise in the house. I give you worship. I give you honor. I give you adoration. That you can give us victory again and again. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have thanked. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, therefore, though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty before God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments or imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So you want to talk to God that, Father, I bring every thought in my life unto captivity, unto the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. I bring them into captivity. Every imagination, contrary to your will, contrary to the word of God, I bring them into captivity. Every suggestion of the devil that I will continue forever in this condition, that you are not going to help me, that you are not going to intervene, I reject them. I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, I believe, God of victory, that you will give me victory. You will give me victory. You will give me success. You will make a way for me where there seems to be no way. You overcome for me. You have done it before. You will do it again. I give you thanks, O God. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I apply the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus unto my life. I receive forgiveness from sins by the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Zeke Brosto Kopianda, Yeke Tolega Bronso Konruma Kashanda, Reparabako Riboshketa, Madale, Yeke Koriboskine. Go ahead and pray and say, Father, God of victory, whatever represents the wall of Jericho, whatever represents Goliath in my life, I command them to vanish. I command them to perish. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every wall of Jericho in my life. I declare victory over every Goliath. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare whatever represents the wall of Jericho a past tense in my life today. Whatever represents Goliath, I declare it a past tense in my life. In the name of Jesus. I declare victory in my life. I declare victory in my family. I declare victory over every situation and circumstance, every challenge of life. I declare victory for my children. I declare victory for my spouse. I declare victory for my family. I declare victory. I declare victory over every challenge. The God of victory is my God. Omnipotent God is my God. Omnipresent God, omnicompetent God is my God. I declare victory. By this finger of God, I declare victory over every sickness, over every infirmity. I declare victory. I command those sicknesses to vanish in the name of Jesus. I command them to vanish in the name of Jesus. I declare victory. I declare by stripes I am healed. By stripes I am healed. I see power over every challenge. I see victory in the name of Jesus. In the name that's above every other name, I declare victory. Today, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have not given your life to Christ, we give you an opportunity now. You will ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life as your Lord and Savior so that God can honor your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we worship you at this hour. God of victory, we thank you. You are the God that gave Moses and Israelites victory. You gave David and his people victory. You have done it again, and you can do it again. We pray even as we have prayed unto you, that you give victory to everyone here today in the name of Jesus. Let the victory be total. Let it be complete in the name of Jesus. As the children of Israel sang a new song, make us to sing.